360 people, including inmates and staff, have been diagnosed with COVID-19 in Illinois prisons, and at least 12 prisoners have died. Some Illinois prisoners and their loved ones say inmates need more cleaning and hygiene supplies. One group is donating hand sanitizer and soap. But as Illinois Newsroom's Lee Gaines reports, it's unclear whether incarcerated people are getting those supplies.
Thank you for using Securus. You may start the conversation now.
Hey, how you doing, Ms. Gaines?
This is Joseph Horton. He's incarcerated at Menard Correctional Center in Southern Illinois. I asked him earlier this month if he had received any hand sanitizer.
None of that. We get none of that. That's out of the question. We will never get that.
Horton says prison staff recently started giving inmates masks. And he says they routinely pass around water mixed with bleach so inmates can clean their cells. But he wishes he had more cleaning supplies.
I'm in a cell with another individual that's not clean. I'm the only one in here cleaning the cell. There's bugs. It's overwhelming. So overwhelming, it's just... I don't know. I'm stressed.
A group of academics and grad students are trying to help. Illinois prisons closed their doors to visitors in March to prevent the spread of COVID-19 inside correctional facilities. That also meant educators. So the group called the Illinois Coalition for Higher Education in Prison, or ILCHEP, asked the state's Department of Corrections what they could do to help.
And the response to that was, we would really appreciate sanitizer and masks.
That's Rebecca Ginsburg. She's part of ILCHEP.
That was when it became clear that our roles were going to change from being that of educators to being among the parties that are working hard to do our best to ensure that our students and others who are locked up stay healthy and stay alive.
So Ginsburg says the group started assigning members different tasks. Ellen Ritter normally works with incarcerated students at the Danville Correctional Center. Now she's spearheading the effort to get hand sanitizer into Illinois prisons. Last month, she drove a big vehicle up to Chicago to pick up a batch of sanitizer the group purchased from a distillery. It was a chilly spring day, and Ritter was nervous.
This is like when COVID was just getting started and we're at a stay-at-home order and I'm driving up to a hot spot, kind of risking my own health and safety.
The group also had to buy 14,000 bottles to put the sanitizer in, plus labels for each bottle. And on top of that, they donated more than 50,000 bars of soap to the prison system. The total cost of all of that came to about $50,000. The money came from a grant from a private foundation and individual donations. A spokesperson for the Illinois Department of Corrections says they appreciate the donation. They say prison staff dispense hand sanitizer into inmates' hands throughout the day, and every prisoner gets a 3-ounce bar of soap each week. They say the donations were sent to 27 facilities across the state, but it's not clear how those supplies are actually being used inside state prisons. Cecilia Stewart has a son at the Stateville prison, which has been hardest hit by COVID-19.
He buys his own soap. They don't sanitize anything. If he wants to clean anything, he has to do it with his own supplies.
She says her son now gets a mask once a week, and someone comes around occasionally to spray his hands with hand sanitizer between his cell bars. Ginsburg, with ILCHEP, says the group is happy to do what they can to help. However, she says the group isn't sure how much longer they can afford to donate supplies. But no matter what, Ginsburg says they'll continue to advocate for better conditions for their incarcerated students. I'm Lee Gaines, Illinois Newsroom.